This is Get Lit with Literature, and this is Monk. You can find out more about my writings, publishings, and other activities at allbook-books.com. Well, I saw this headline and the article, and it's kind of, I don't know if it's anti-literary, but it's rather amusing. At the same time, rather disturbing. Here's the headline: German man fined over letter Z. German man fined over letter Z. A court in Hamburg found him guilty of endorsing Russia's offensive in Ukraine and has ordered him to pay the equivalent of about $4,000. Displaying the last letter of the Latin alphabet in the rear window of his car could cost a German man $4,000. A court in Hamburg found the 62-year-old guilty of supporting Russia's military operation in Ukraine, ruling that Z, the letter Z, is a symbol of support for Moscow's actions. Now, let's stop right there and look at that. What else can I call it but the mind fuckery. Okay, so here's a letter in an alphabet that to say that that symbolizes support for Moscow's action is the complete mind game hijacking of a letter. So, are we going to arrest parents whose grade school kids are learning the alphabet and have ABC on their car? Are they going to get sued by the TV broadcaster, ABC? According to the public prosecutor's office, the defendant had attached a white sheet of paper with a blue Z to his vehicle, and on March 29th drove along one of Hamburg's central streets. And here's the court ruling, as always, starts with verbiage that therein, in the court's opinion, lies an endorsement of the Ukraine war through solidarization with Russia. The war of aggression as per international law, the court ruled. So no mention of the aggression of 8 years of Ukraine, including neo-Nazis bombing and attempting genocide of the people in the Donbass region. I think that's the area. No mention of that, just a mention of Russia. While the man did not deny displaying the symbol, so now it was a letter and now it's a symbol, he argued before the court that it merely represents the last letter of the alphabet. The defendant added that trying to establish a connection between the letter and the Ukraine conflict was a very, very bold hypothesis. He also offered some other possible interpretations, including the French-Algerian film Z, as well as a now-defunct bar in Hamburg which bore the same name. The defense team claimed the letter was a reference to media reports on Generation Z. The defendant has the right to appeal the verdict. The man was originally given, looks like about whatever that is amount, half the dollar fine. He lodged an appeal and was given a public hearing. Having failed to prove his innocence, he has now ended up with an even bigger fine. The Z symbol was first spotted on Russian military hardware soon after the Kremlin launched its military operation in the neighboring country. It quickly gained currency. Monetary verbiage there. It quickly gained currency among Russians who support the campaign. Over the past few months, the letter has been incorporated into banners and billboards by regional officials. In Germany, as well as several other European nations, the use of the symbol in contexts where it is seen as supportive of Moscow's actions has been outlawed. And that's from RT.com. Now, I remember back after the World Trade Center attacks that suddenly that French fries were named somewhere back then. French fries became named Freedom Fries. Yes, that was the France's opposition to the proposed invasion of Iraq. So there was France opposing a genocidal war, because since then there have been reported 1 million Iraqis, not to mention birth deformities and toxic residue for the land, air, and water, and all the non-human beings there. France voted in opposition to that. And because of that, the congressional cafeteria changed from French fries to freedom fries. This shows how the woke, cancel, whatever the heck culture is, quote-unquote culture that's been happening is just, it's just geopolitical verbiage and nonsense and bias. So anyway, back to the letter Z. I mean, is it a letter? Is it a symbol? It obviously shows the German, you know, slant on the battle going on. And what else can be said, except that I recall hearing from a Lakota friend that in the Lakota language there is no need for A to Z. There is no alphabet. Many indigenous people's languages have no letters, no alphabet, and yet that is the kind of blueprint of the Western civilization, which I addressed in my recent book, The Moving Through the Empty Gate Forest, how the Western society, the Western civilization, and the scripting and the brainwashing has been due to A to Z, to a large degree, A to Z. What do we think of as intelligent? We call someone who we consider intelligent a man of letters. But what about a man of mountains? A man who knows the way the stars work? A woman who knows the rivers? And as I wrote in my book, was Jesus a man of letters preceding the Word, or did God form words whole first and only later break them down into letters? And was Jesus a man beyond words? From the well-known sermon, it could be said that Jesus was a man of mountains. But we have, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was made up of letters. So letters are like the building blocks. They formulate the text of what we do. So again, as I wrote in my book, what you are now reading is understandable because the building blocks, the letters, were traded, shipped worldwide, and wound up at Turtle Island, the letters, like soldiers inside the Holy Corporation Bible, like a Trojan horse. What you are reading is a foreign language due in part to British colonization, with the English strongly flavored by Latin, Roman, and Greek. Before those letters arrived to Turtle Island, the natives, there were 6,000 native nations and as many languages. That I learned also from Lakota friend Teokusin Ghost Horse before 1492. 6,000 native nations and as many languages. And that was before books. The letter B signifies a house. And alpha, the letter A, alpha, represents an ox. So actually the alphabet means ox house. Now what does that mean? Okay, and here's some other bits I put in my book. This is a quote, because I looked into, okay, these letters became the building blocks that were exported and around the world to where English is the dominant language now. So it's made up of letters. Where did these letters come from? The Phoenicians are credited with spreading the Phoenician alphabet throughout the Mediterranean world. It was a variant of the Semitic alphabet of the Canaanite area developed centuries earlier in the Sinai region or in central Egypt. Phoenician traders disseminated this writing system along Aegean trade routes to coastal Anatolia, the Minoan civilization of Crete, Mycenaean Greece, and throughout the Mediterranean. This alphabet has been termed an abjad, or a script that contains no vowels. Marshall McLuhan, in his book The Gutenberg Galaxy, The Making of Typographic Man, wrote, "The nature of the alphabet and the printing press being to engender a view of reality that stresses its linearity and capacity to be broken down into individual component stages." So the A to Z is a linear consciousness and in a sense a hierarchical consciousness, because if you're doing something alphabetically, the A's get to go first. The Gutenberg press with movable type preceded the industrial age factory assembly line and contributed to the breaking down of community consciousness into individuality. That's how I see. We have the Henry Ford building cars and then onto McDonald's. So the movable type, the letters, preceded the industrial age factory because they broke things down into little bits and parts. And the history continues. During the 9th century BCE, the alphabet became the official script of the entire Near East. With its adoption, first for Greek and later for Latin, the alphabetic script invented in the milieu of Canaanite miners in the remote Sinai Desert, with influence from Egyptian hieroglyphs, became the script of Western civilization. And then I added, virtually everyone's minds, except perhaps some remote or undiscovered original peoples, have been shaped to some degree by this alphabet and the consciousness or lack thereof that is part of the parcel. So that news, that arguing over whether the letter Z represents the letter Z or whether it represents how a letter can come to be like pro-war or anti-Russia, when there's all sorts of just, you know, what about finding people for being warlike? Instead, it's devolved into this battle of letters and symbols, which is just basically, as I tried to sum up spontaneously in the last 10 minutes or so, a result of this sort of compartmentalization of the mind. So what I do, I try to look beyond the letters. I try to look through the O. Say the O has a space. Look through the O. In the letter B, look through the hole in that center. Look beyond the letters to find some other level of consciousness. There is a sacredness to letter in the Hebrew. As part of my spiritual path, the mystical Kabbalah, letters can be used in a ceremonial way to contact beyond the physical realms and to archangelic and angelic beings. So I have a fondness for what letters can symbolize and represent in a deeper way. And part of that sacredness of letters too is also in the way they're pronounced, in the sounds. So the sounds that a letter makes, or the sound of words or so-called words, the sounds that we make carry vibrations and energies that is also another aspect of the translation or the meaning of the words and letters. But the way the letters have been commodified and exported and created the script that has basically dominated our civilization since that time of the Phoenicians and the Canaanites and Hebrew and Egyptian, that is the root of the consciousness of much of the world. And that's only so many thousand years back. So the gist of this is to also to look at, besides the argument over that, say, the letter Z or any letter, is to look way beyond all that at the consciousness that is promoted by the letters themselves and say, that is really only one way of perceiving and interacting with the earth and with the cosmos. And that there are cultures and traditions and languages and people who do not go by that script, that do not go by that letter of the man-made law, that are thousands and hundreds of tens of thousands or hundreds, 100,000 or more years old. There are cultures and traditions of original people going back beyond the letters. So what have we as a collective over the course of history done to that consciousness by squelching the languages? We have tried, the we, in the generic we, has tried, that level of perception has tried to eradicate a levels of consciousness. So that's what's deeper at stake when exploring the alphabet and the ensuing languages that comes from it. And actually, the word grammar comes from Latin, incantation, spells, mumbo jumbo. from Greek gramma, G-R-M-M-A, G-R-A-M-M-A, that which is drawn, a picture, a drawing, that which is written, a character, an alphabet letter. So again, what we teach kids at school, the proper grammar, is based on a letter and an alphabet that is a limited consciousness. And I'll go towards the end of my book. I put in poetic form to sum up some of the book, and also that has to do with the letters. So it's I'll read the poem. Every moment is a gateway to the next moment, fed by the moment before that. Every moment is a potential gateway into another experience. Nothing much happens. A continuous flow, a change in the weather, one's plans. A being enters the physical world. A being leaves the physical world. Something breaks. Something is mended. One goes inside. One goes outside. One goes nowhere. Go through the eye of the needle. Go through the empty spaces in the A and B. Move beyond the framework, the gatepost outlines of the letters. Every day move through the mumbo jumbo, the trickster spells entangling the mind and emotions, the propaganda and lies. Move through someone else's word of God. Move through someone else's letter of the law. Move through someone else's hierarchy of A to F to Z. Unravel the bandages of your mummified consciousness. Pull out the nails of your crucifixion into wood from a tree and step lightly with this earth, tethered to starry frequencies. Protect Mother Earth and respect the spirit in all beings.